Okay, guys, good morning. New Patriot here. And first of all, thank you for bearing with me. I just got back from Southeastern Europe, visiting the country of North Macedonia, and just got over jet lag, getting back into my routine and my schedule here, guys. And I want to touch base with you on some things that are happening. But first, I want to point out that several months ago, I made a video and said that that the country you're living in is about to wake up and realize that this entire country is a Ponzi scheme. Guys, that was a prophetic word. And it's unfolding right now. This is exactly what I was talking about. The country is a Ponzi scheme. The banks are not the contagion, guys. Actually, the currency is the contagion. We live in a world of Keynesian economics, fractional reserve banking, extremely leveraged up banks, and with fake money, fake currency, fake president, and all that. So, guys, we're in the midst right now of another universal cosmic intelligence test. And, you know, if you flunked the first one, which was the non-vaccine vaccines, hopefully you're not doubling down on that, not taking any boosters. I know most of you probably didn't even take it. But here's another one. This is another intelligence test. While you're being told that the banks are perfectly safe, they're going to get bailed out, nothing could be further from the truth. The entire system is collapsing, and it is the controlled demolition of the economy to bring about a beast system. I've spoken about this extensively. And pop quiz, remember, what is the backbone of the emerging global financial ecosystem that I've been talking about for 2 years? The backbone of the emerging global financial ecosystem is the child sacrifice, gene editing, mark of the beast, transhuman, non-vaccine vaccines, and your quote-unquote vaccination status that is being included in the QR code that is being rolled out. And remember, too, remember Biden's executive order in just a few months ago in September that called for the funding of the, quote, bioeconomy. Guys, all this stuff is moving forward. And I know it may be out of sight, out of mind until it's not, but the infrastructure is being developed. And when the infrastructure has reached a substantial level of development, they're going to implode the whole system, and it's going to collapse in its own footprint. You know, there are still people that believe that a giant jumbo airplane passed through a hole in the Pentagon that's about that big. I mean, there are people that believe that narrative. And there are people that believe that two airplanes on 9/11 caused three buildings to go down. Guys, so many people have woken up, but you need to discern things spiritually and evaluate things critically. And check your sources of information. Too many people are just, they're not informed. They don't have informed opinions. They don't have right information. They're not even interested. It's everything. We're in the day and age of fast food, fast information. People go to what's convenient. And they also have a confirmation bias. So if they're used to listening to NPR or CNN, that's where they're going to go. It's going to confirm everything they thought. And of course, it'll just turn out that they were wrong and they flunked the universal cosmic intelligence test. You're going to need spiritual discernment, guys, and to overcome. So what you're going to need to do, how are you going to overcome an economic collapse? And it's not just a collapse. It's the collapse is only half of it. It's everybody's looking at the collapse right now, but that's only half the picture. The real picture is don't look at what's collapsing. Look at what is emerging. And that's what people are not looking at. We have the pandemic treaty moving forward, and a new system of banking is coming on the world. And the Bible talks about this, and I know that most people probably still don't believe it, but here we are in the four horsemen of the apocalypse, guys. And the first horseman, obviously the rider on a white horse, the corona, has a crown, a corona, and a weapon. The Greek word is toxon. It's a toxic corona weapon. That horseman goes out conquering and to conquer the whole world. That has already happened, and it's still happening. The second horseman, guys, the rider on a red horse, right? Red Army, Red Russia, south of White Russia, Belarus, and the World War. And to him is given a great sword, a Kinjal, the precise name of the Dagger Russian hypersonic missile system that now is going into massive production. And there are no air defenses for this, by the way. The West, nobody has air defenses for this. And to him is given a great Kinjal, that piece to be taken from the earth. Guys, we're in it. And so these things don't happen so suddenly. They've been gradually happening. And when things happen gradually, people tend to not notice them. So basically, all four horsemen are on the move. They left the barn, or you know, and what you're seeing right now with the economic collapse and the banking currency contagion is the third horseman of the apocalypse. That's the rider on a black horse with the scales in his hand, you know, a quart of wheat for a day's wage, three quarts of barley for a day's wage, but touch not the oil and the wine. That one. That horse is picking up steam right now. That horse is picking up speed. And while many, even in contemporary television-centered Christianity, which is, I think, got many false prophets in it, are saying that we're headed for a time of like national blessing or something. Guys, we're headed for a time of judgment here. And why do people gravitate to false prophets? It's just an amazing thing. So guys, there will be some corrections here. You're going to have to survive here. So let us discern things spiritually. So, okay, the economic collapse that's coming. So how would you overcome this? Well, one of the ways you can overcome this is by getting into things that are durable and have lasting value, like gold, silver, and commodities. I mean, real things. Like I have a, you know, modern homestead, small ranch type of thing here. And even buying things like a whole bunch of metal T-posts is a good move, because they're real, they're physical. And you're seeing it's a controlled demolition. And the banking, so they just blew the charges on the banking sector. But we've already seen the other columns in the house get blown up, like the food production column. If you look at that, the house is on fire. If you look at that as a support of society, they blew that one. I mean, over 102 food manufacturing facilities mysteriously, coincidentally. No, guys, it's not a coincidence. It's intentional. This is controlled demolition. And then just a few weeks ago, before I left for Macedonia, was it three oil refining facilities in one day got destroyed in Mexico? Guys, I mean, seriously, anybody who thinks it's a conspiracy theory to just shed the light on this and say, guys, wake up, get real here, and just recognize what's going on. So, so it's fortunately, it's not too late right now to get out of the fake currency and get into some gold and silver, something that you're going to be able to be on the right side of history here, guys, and be a blessing, by the way, and be a blessing. So while many people will naively sit back and watch, do nothing, listen to their financial advisors telling them that bonds are the safest investment in the world, right? Build a bond ladder. That's got to be the most foolish, stupid investment in the day and age that we live in. Guys, the Ponzi scheme is coming down. It's coming to light, and the house is coming down. But get ready for this too. Get ready for the mad bomber in the White House to block all the exits. I won't be surprised if that happens, by the way. Don't be surprised if Biden blocks all the exits so people can't escape the financial ruin and they have to suffer their retirement assets, all their assets being vaporized. And if you've been around long enough, you remember that I've talked about other countries I've been in that collapsed due to hyperinflation, like Serbia, for instance. Actually, check this out. When I was in Macedonia just last week, 2 weeks ago, we were doing we're partnering with a small church there called the Glasnost Church, Glasnost, and it's a small, you know, church in the capital city of Skopje, and one of the things they're doing as a ministry is feeding the poor, by the way. And so, but they've opened up this feeding of the poor to anybody that wants to participate. I saw Muslims coming in there to help out, cook, package the food and all that. You know, myself and some of their, you know, of the Americans that went there, we were cooking the food, participating in that. And one of the groups that came to help, oddly enough, coincidentally enough, was a group of people that worked for the Central Bank of Macedonia. At first, I thought, oh, there's bankers. Then I started talking to them, and, no, wait a minute. This is the Central Bank. I said, is this the Central Bank, like the Federal Reserve? They said, yes, we own the currency. Nothing could be more true. That's what central banking is. And still, we're living in a day and age. So, yeah, workers from the Macedonian Federal Reserve Bank actually came, and God's doing a thing where people, what I witnessed over there is there's more awareness of following Jesus than there used to be when I lived there. Back then, I completely stopped using the word Christian when I lived in Macedonia because it completely lost its meaning. So I always use the word disciples, which, by the way, the word Christian is only, I think, used three times in the Bible. But Jesus said, go make disciples of the nations. So, and I was, I mean, ecstatic to find out that that is what they're calling believers there still. They refer to them as disciples. So because over there, people think that you're born a Christian. It's all defined by the clothes you wear, the food that you eat. You eat Christian food. You have a Christian last name. You know, you grew up in a Christian village or whatever. That is not equivalent to being a disciple, a follower of Jesus. How about a Jesus apprentice? There's a good operational definition. A Jesus apprentice. I like that one. So let's focus in on doing that. But guys, we're living in times that Jesus told us about. Guys, right there, the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And the fourth horseman, obviously, the rider on a green horse. And Bible translators have done a great disservice by translating this pale or ashen. The word is chloros, and it's the word, you look it up, do your own research on this. It's the word that's used in the Gospels for the color of grass. What color is grass, guys? It's green. And the green horse of the apocalypse represents the green agenda, which is all about depopulation. And I am sort of just winging it here with my thoughts. I just wanted to get back into making some videos here. And thank you for giving me the time to catch up, and get back into my normal routine here. But as one of the main economic indicators you'll find is the M2 money supply, right? Really, it's currency supply, but the new banking system that's emerging, the beast system that's emerging, I believe uses another metric. And in addition to, this is like next level banking. Like we have next generation warfare, next generation evil satanic banking is right at the door here, guys. And one of the metrics that will be used is not the M2 money supply, but let's call it the M2 human livestock supply, the M2 population supply, and where the controllers, the bankers, the oligarchs, the usurpers that shouldn't be in power, the antichrists, they have commoditized humanity. And this is what this Mark of the Beast, gene editing, child sacrifice, transhuman, non-vaccine is all about. It is ownership of your once human body. And that's why it is the backbone of the new global financial ecosystem that's emerging, where everybody has to be plugged into it like they're plugged into the Matrix. And by the way, I watched the movie on the Matrix on the airplane coming back here. That's an amazing thing about AI taking over the world. How prophetic is that? And but guys, so think about that. Not the M2 money supply, but they're more interested in the M2 people supply. And so they want to control the population. And that is what the fourth horseman of the apocalypse is all about, depopulation. And population control. And Nathan Rothschilds, who came up with the, really is the father of central banking, right? Here's the quote. and I'm sure you've heard it. I care not what puppet is placed on the throne of England to rule the empire. The man who controls Britain's money supply controls the British Empire, which of course became the Rothschilds' banking cartel, and now has many other families associated with it. But yeah, controlling the supply of the money. And it's really, and Mike Maloney does a great job of defining this, it's really not money, it's currency. Because it doesn't meet the requirements for money being fungible, a store of value, divisible, etc. So I'm going to link to a couple things that probably most of you know, but maybe some of you don't. So just for good measure, I'm going to link to Mike Maloney's awesome video series called The Hidden Secrets of Money. Everybody needs to know this. Stuff you should learn in school, like money, since you spend your whole life earning it, right, and spending it, but people don't know. And the other one is, it's a cartoon, actually, but it's brilliant. It's done very, very well, and it exposes the Federal Reserve System and central banking. And it's just a short cartoon video, but it is absolutely essential, and it's an easy way to communicate to people how the financial system works and why it's a Ponzi scheme that is coming down right now. So, you know, guys, they're getting ready to roll out the beast money. Yep, the beast currency. And the same demographic of people that was all excited to get their Obama phones, remember that? And thought that Obama was going to pay their mortgage, that demographic of people is going to love the beast money. And people who are Jesus followers, Jesus apprentices, disciples of Christ, are going to reject this entire system. And you can read about that. It's an entire economic system, and it requires that the body get marked in order to buy and sell. And people have misunderstood that. They've made assumptions. They've assumed that that must be a RFID chip in the palm of the hand or something. And guys, that is ancient technology compared to the biotechnology and nanotechnology we have today, where basically self-assembling nanowires, transmitters, routers, and Bluetooth-enabled transhuman bodies form the backbone of this emerging financial ecosystem. So guys, they want you to distract you with looking at the building that's collapsing. But I've warned about this. It's a Ponzi scheme, and everybody is starting to realize it. But keep your eye on what is emerging instead, so that you can watch out for the danger and warn others not to participate in it. So that's where I want to leave you with this this short video here, guys. And let me mention something too. It is not too late right now, is the making of this video, to get into some gold and silver. And some of the metrics that I use, by the way, when I, and I've been doing this for decades, you know, I've accumulate, you know, piece by piece, gradually over the years. In fact, the last time silver went up to an all-time high of around $49, something like that, I cashed out and bought a sailboat to be basically to be my like residence when I have to go down to the Bay Area. So sometimes you'll see me making a video and I'm on a boat. Well, that's it. So instead of buying a house or renting a, you know, being in a hotel or something, I bought a sailboat. It's like, it's kind of like you need the prepping mindset to live in a sailboat. It's got all the systems that, you know, ranch or homestead has, you know, the plumbing, the water, the heating, the cooking, all those systems, but it's very, very compact. And so that sometimes you'll see me on that boat. So the gold and silver isn't for holding on to indefinitely. It's for storing your wealth and then converting it to other things that are useful in the stewardship of your life, of your life stewardship. But just the warning to the wise, if you're in dollars, your assets are going to be vaporized and or you will be trapped into a system. And they will try to trap people into this new system, block the exits, and make it so that it's mandatory for everybody to participate in. But don't forget that Jesus said, and in the fulfillment of prophecies regarding his first coming, and he was numbered with criminals. Sometimes you have to disobey the law in order to follow Jesus. So think about these things, guys. We're not going for the beast money, are we? So let me just say God bless you. Thank you for coming to this channel, and thank you for being patient while I got over jet lag and can get back to making some videos. God bless you guys, and we'll be in touch.